These Zimbabweans are digging for gold at an informal mine some 45 kilometers outside Harare. The work is hard and dangerous. They have almost no safety gear. They do not have the permits required to market the gold legally, so they sell it to middlemen for a bit more than half the market price of nearly $1,400 per ounce. 30-year-old Judah Buhuru says he earns $100 to $150 a month, which helps feed his family of four.
This is how we survive. If we are moved from here, then life will become tough. Of course we are afraid about safety, but we don't dig deep shafts and we move to another one if this one gets too deep.
The nearby small-scale Orodo mine is a bit better equipped. Owner Christopher Chiwalo says his 10 miners last month extracted 65 grams of gold worth nearly $3,000, but all the money went to cover expenses and salaries.
I'm always having difficulties in having working capital. So I'm not having diesel when it is needed. The compressor is there, but it needs some consumables such as explosives or these oils to run the compressor.
The head of the Zimbabwe Chamber of Mines, Chris Hokonya, says Zimbabwe's mining industry is only beginning to recover from a decade of severe decline.
The mining sector was basically losing money because of the unfavorable exchange rate controls. And coupled with the fall in commodity prices in 2008, it became unprofitable to remain in mining. So, you know, many mines actually closed.
Hokonya says the recovery began when the government ended a ban on informal mining, started paying market prices to miners, and replaced its inflation-battered currency with the U.S. dollar. The discovery of large diamond deposits in eastern Zimbabwe boosted hopes for the mining sector, but also attracted thousands of desperate prospectors. Inhuman conditions and reports of brutality by security forces led to charges of human rights abuses and to restrictions on Zimbabwean diamond sales. A year ago, the government enacted laws requiring large companies to transfer 51% ownership to black Zimbabweans within 5 years. The program was called indigenization, and its purpose was to address economic inequality. Local economist John Robertson says the program will stifle foreign investment, and along with it, the job creation the government is seeking.
So these are serious discouragements, and the international companies feel that it's wrong for the government to impose such a requirement on them because of the enormous amount of money that has to be invested to make a company successful.
But Zimbabweans, like Orodo mine manager Shupikai Manando and his workers, support the program.
I see it as a good thing. We do our own thing here, mine the ore, crush and process everything, so it is good, especially for the blacks.
The government wants to support small-scale miners with machinery and supplies, but a lack of funds and the country's poor infrastructure make that difficult. Scott Bob, VOA News, Johannesburg.